Hello, everyone. This audio is an original work of fantasy created by an adult for adults only. If you are under the age of 18, you must stop listening now. Script and performance are copyright 2020 Princess April. All rights reserved. Please do not rehost, repost, copy, or in any way attempt to circumvent my exclusive right to distribute this audio the way I see fit. I can be contacted on Reddit at uprincess_April. If you see this audio posted anywhere other than Reddit's family of Gone Wild Audio and related subreddits, Soundgasm, my Patreon page, or under another username, it may not be authorized. Thank you for listening, and enjoy. There he is. Shh. I'm not supposed to be here. Wow. Look at you, big brother. You look like you've seen better days. Where is your armor? Our beautiful family crest? Oh, that's right. You pissed on it. You tarnished it when you failed to take back our castle in the north, didn't you? Your last chance to get back into Daddy's good graces. I have to say, big brother, I've been waiting for this day. Ever since you raped me. You remember that day, right? High on your victory in the south. Daddy was so happy with you. He gave you what you wanted most, didn't he? Me. And it felt really good for you, didn't it? Coming into my room while I was asleep. Guards posted at the door to make sure nobody disturbed you, no matter what sounds came out of that room. Right? Grabbing at me with your filthy hands after I had told you no. I don't know how many times. Forcing me onto my hands and knees, your weight on top of me, sticking your meat inside me. Do you remember that, big brother? Fucking me while I cried and screamed and begged you to stop. Because I do. And the guards, with their loyalty to you and father, just let it happen. They listened to you rape me. They listened as my perverted brother bruised me and made me bleed. Until you pulled out of me and sprayed your foul seed all over my face. You remember that, don't you, big brother? Did it feel good? Did it feel good to ruin your little sister? To take my virginity like that? Daddy didn't care. I was just a prize he dangled in front of you, his perfect son. I was your reward for saving the kingdom. It didn't matter what I wanted. I might as well have just been born to be a pleasure slave for your cock. That's how Daddy treated me. It's the only useful purpose he saw in me. Girls, right? But loyalties change, big brother. Now, these guards, they do my bidding. And you have proven yourself worthless. Daddy doesn't know I'm here, but What does he care anyway? He was using you too. And as soon as you proved to be of no use to him, he sentenced you to death. A traitor to the realm. But before they slice you open tomorrow and pour your entrails all over the pillory, I am going to have my turn. That tunic is filthy, Big Brother. And those braids? Have you been pissing yourself? I think you have. You stink like a chamber pot. Not too long ago, you were the handsome heir to one of the great kingdoms. But today, because of your great failure, you're just a dog, locked in my daddy's cage, waiting to die. It's okay, Big Brother. I know it's not really your fault. Daddy has unreasonable expectations. And between you and me, now, your real mistake happened long before you began your ill-fated siege of the Northern Lands. Your grave misstep happened on the day you raped me. I've bided my time. I've used my talents to get what I needed. Daddy is putty in my hands now. I have the influence to save you. I could free you with but a single pouty look to our father. Do you wish me to do so? Do you want me to save your life, Big Brother? Well, then I want you to beg me. Beg me to spare your life. Tell me you're sorry for raping me, Big Brother. Tell me you're just a stupid, worthless dog who's worth less than the piss-soaked clothes you're wearing. Come on. Beg me. Beg your little sister for your life. Do you like my robes, Big Brother? Look at me, dog. Do you think I'm beautiful? Would you like to see my breasts again? Here you go. You can see my nipples through the bars of your cage. I think they're just as beautiful as they were the day you raped me. But without the bruises. It's okay, Big Brother. I'm a whore too. I'm Daddy's little whore, just like you were. Do you want to lick them, dog? I wonder, what would you do to me if our roles were reversed? Can you imagine? Me in that cell, naked, soaked in my own piss, disgusting and starved, thin, constantly being raped by the guards, and probably their dogs too. Is that what you're imagining right now? I know of your perversions, Doc. You'd find me appealing like that, wouldn't you? Constantly covered in sperm. A ring gag in my mouth to prevent me from biting the guards' cocks. Chained to the floor. available for use at any time for both humans and their animals. Is that what you would do to me, Big Brother? Would you make me bark while your dogs reaped me? Guard, open his cell. Get him on his knees. Hold him. Tell me, dog. Are you thirsty? I know you haven't had any water in 2 days. Look at me. I'm going to take off my robes, and I want you to look at my body. You do think I'm beautiful, don't you? I'm just your type, aren't I, dog? Short, small, weak. A girl you could easily control. Your little sister. Look at my cunt, dog. I want you to understand. This pussy from which you raped my virginity away is going to decide what becomes of you. My shaved, wet pussy is your new princess. Do you know what makes her wet? Watching you suffer. She's very capricious, Big Brother. So look at her. Good dog. Now I asked you a question, didn't I? Are you thirsty? Such a pity. Guard, break one of his fingers. Shh, dog, calm down. Look at me. Look at my pussy. Look at your princess. This is what you would do to me, isn't it? Dog, I know it hurts, but concentrate. Are you thirsty? Oh, good dog. You are thirsty. Then open your mouth. Look at my pussy and open your mouth. She's going to give you something to drink. Guards, hold him. Look at my cunt, dog. Look at your princess. Keep your mouth open, you thirsty boy. Good dog. There you go. There you go. Now don't spill. Drink your sister's piss, dog. Good boy. Drink. Now, swallow, dog. Guards. Good boy. Do you understand your place now, dog? Or do you still need some training? Do you wish to lick me? Do you want to smell me? I wish to see your cock grow because of my scent. Now, sniff, dog. Good boy. Sniff my pussy. Do you like the smell of your little sister? Your little princess? Well, beg me. Beg me to allow you the privilege of cleaning me with your tongue, dog. With your disgusting tongue and your piss breath. kneeling in your own filth. Beg my pussy for her favor. Good dog. Up, one thing. If you try to bite me, if I feel your teeth just once, my guards will take your teeth out. Every last one of them. And we'll try it again with your mouth full of blood. Do you understand? Good. Then lick me, dog. Pleasure my pussy. Oh, good boy. Good. Very good. Guards, hold him. Thank you. Oops. What did I say about your teeth, dog? Good boy. Pleasure me, dog. Pleasure my cunt. Pleasure your sister's pussy. Is this how you've been living? Is this in this stench of your own making? How pathetic. How long have you been here? Has it been a full lunar cycle yet? My pussy must be the highlight of your miserable new existence. Thank me, dog. Thank your little sister for giving your life some purpose. Thank me for giving you the gift of my sex. Good boy. Now shut up and lick me. Prove to me your tongue isn't worthless before I have it cut out. Good boy. Harder. Good dog. Make me come. Good boy. Good boy. Now, your face is smeared with my pleasure and marked with my piss. Just like you marked me with your disgusting seed that night. Remember, Big Brother? Don't you think my piss smells better than yours? Now thank me. Thank me for lending you my scent, Big Brother. Good boy. Guards, remove his tunic. Bend him over. Use his filthy rags to gag him. Let him taste his own piss. Ooh, look at your manhood, dog. You do like me, don't you? Do you like being used and tortured under the command of your little sister? Of your princess? Your tool is so hard. And I'm not going to lie. I'm very tempted by your invitation. But the truth is, I've had my fill of your cock. I'll tell you what, though. I have one more indignity for you to suffer. The same one you forced on me. Guards, get him on his back on the floor. Lift his crotch and bend him so his dick is in front of his face. There. You like me, don't you, Big Brother? Well, then go ahead. Jerk your cock to me. Look up at my naked body and jerk your cock. This one last time. You're going to do this to yourself, Big Brother. Jerk your cock until you soil your own face. Look at me. Look at my pussy and do it. And maybe I'll spare your life. That's it, Big Brother. Jerk your dick. Do you see it winking at you? Huh? It's really hard, isn't it? It's hard for your little sister. For her little pussy. It wants to rape me again, doesn't it? Well, who knows? If you live, maybe fortunes will turn again and you'll get your chance. Jerk your dick, Big Brother. Taste my piss in your mouth and come on your own face. Faster. Harder. Look at me. Good boy. Jerk for your life, Big Brother. You better make it good. Make it messy. I want you soiled, just like you did to me. Are you close? Good boy. Oh, good boy. There you go. Good dog. Look at that disgusting mess. This is what you did to me, dog. How does it feel? Huh? Oh, do you want to cry? Go ahead, dog. I want to see your tears slice through the cum on your face. Are you scared? Good boy. Does that feel good? Good dog. Good boy. You know what? I am gonna spare your life, dog. I'll talk to Daddy. But there is one more thing I want from you. I'm gonna make sure you never get to rape another girl again. To tell you the truth, the world has plenty of cocks already. We don't need yours. Guards, cut it off. Oh, I know, poor doggy. Getting neutered before he's had his pups. Oh, don't cry, dog. This is what you would do to me, right? If I was in your cage. Don't lie to your princess. I know you've done it to other girls. Cut off their clits during your sacking of the city in the south. I heard the stories, Big Brother. I know what you did. Sometimes you've even bound their feet so they're forced to crawl, haven't you? I hear things, dog. I know of your secret harem of clitless bitches. And you would do all those things to me if you had your chance, wouldn't you? Admit it, dog. Admit it, or you'll lose a lot more than just your cock. Good boy. Guards, do it. Oh, my God. It's okay. It's okay, dog. You can cry. I know it hurts. I know it's horrible. Don't worry. Daddy can still have an heir. Didn't I tell you? I'm with child. Guards, hold him. Keep him bent over. I'm not quite finished with him yet. I've got a surprise for you. Do you see this, Doc? This is my cock. It was custom made for me by the family blacksmith. He is so sweet. It straps around my waist like this, see? It's made of iron. It's quite ingenious. There's even a little soft leather nub that stimulates my clit while I use it, so I can feel good. But don't worry, it's not too big. After all, what you owe me and all those girls in your perverted harem won't be settled until I properly rape you. Guards, hold him. You're leaking blood from between your legs, dog. Don't worry. We'll take care of that later. I won't let you die. First, I'm gonna fuck you. Like you would have fucked me if you'd had the chance. Here we go, dog. There we go. Take it, you filthy pig. Guards, hold him lower. He's too tall. There you go. Right in the place you shit from. You little rape hole. There we go. That's it. Cry, you worthless animal. Sob into your piss-soaked undergarments while I rape you. Good boy. Good boy. Good doggy. You're gonna make me come again, big brother. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Make me come, bitch. Good boy. Good bitch boy. Good. Okay. There. I'm done with you, dog. Shh. Say thank you. I don't care if you're gagged. Say it anyway. I'll understand. Say it. You're welcome, dog. Guards, bring the healer. We can't allow him to die now. We have to give him some hope. For revenge. Who knows? In another life, maybe our roles would have been reversed, but better you than me, big brother. You've pleasured me greatly. But I'm done with you now. And once I talk to Daddy, he'll be done with you too. He'll bring you south and drop you off in the lands you conquered. The people whose daughters you mutilated and defiled. Exiled, cockless, without your armor or your swords, and without your family to protect you. I kept my promise in sparing your life. But there are far worse things than death, aren't there, dog? Heh. Goodbye, Big Brother. I don't think we're ever gonna see each other again. It's too bad.